He brings down the whole sugya. If I'm not mistaken, I could be mistaken.
That's extra credit, though.
Who was it? It was Asaf. It was one of the. Reif, Ma'al Reifa, the base Isay Rotzen Hashem. That's the pish on the posuk. I'll look it up now. He brings it down. It's kedar to learn it. We learned it here in the one day. Uncle Shmaka, Reb Deshla learns the machloikas, the Ramban, and the Rambam about going to see a doctor. Okay, so we're busy with the shtadlis. Choyva or Rishus. So we saw the Ramban. The Ramban said that if a person has betochen shalem, then he doesn't have to do betochen at all. He doesn't have to do shtadlis at all. And then we learned from the mice with Rivasal Salanti, but you have to have betochen shleima. If you're discounting your lottery ticket, and you don't believe you're going to win. Otherwise, why are you discounting your lottery ticket if you know it's the winning ticket? No one sells the winning ticket for less than the price. When we just started, let's look at this again. Shittas ba'al ha-choyva salavavus, v'shittas yishonim rosefim hi ki ishtadlis hi choyva. They hold that ishtadlis is a chiyuv. And as I mentioned, the choyva salavavus holds there are certain people that are potter from that chiyuv, and we will see why. Vein adam yoichel lepotes atzmei mimeni shekol ha-ishtadlis hi shlichis miyuchedis mes Hashem Yisparach. Rubeim tzuz anu mefalsimim mes shashmoy b'chol ha-olam. That the purpose of the Ishtadlis is to be Makar Hashem Shemayim, to Mefasim Shem Hashem in the world. And therefore you're not parted from that. How?
It's just the opposite.
Let's see. What do you mean?
If you sit on a Torah and don't do any Ishtadlis and money drops from heaven, that's Makar Hashem Shemayim. If you go out and work and go through the motions and look like you're doing it, even if you don't, then how's that Makar Hashem Shemayim? Looks like you did it.
Oh, I thought you wanted something else. Okay, we'll see. That's less of a problem. I have a bigger problem. Because I thought you were asking. Let's learn the sugya process.
I hope you were smarter.
Let's go through this slowly. Let's build the sugya slowly. Good, you're asking, you should sit and learn. Chaim Kanievsky sits and learns the whole day, and he's Makar Hashem Shemayim big time. Yeah? Okay. Fine. And I go out to work, and I do, and my thing, or whatever. Nazbezo is b'moshel. Yudi ha'isek b'panosa b'emune b'yosha. You have a Jew, he does his panosa. Mamash, his madaktek, his machmir, shulchan aruch. Everybody sees him, understands. This guy's living with Ibn, he's doing his panosa, mea chuzal pi alocha. He does what he needs to in the world of Ishtadlus, to mekayim the chiyuv of Ishtadlus, and at the same time he has betochen in Hashem. He doesn't try and get his panos by doing shtikim v'trikim, as they say, or by doing things that everybody does. And he also doesn't lower his spiritual standards about getting money. People that do business with him, that see him, that know him. Wow, an Elohim, an honest Jew. Even the goyim look and they say, wow, that's... There's a goy in South Africa that told me about a certain yid, I'm not going to say who it is, but a certain yid that I'm very close to is in business, in the diamond business. And a goy told me, he said, that person, you can rely on him for anything. His word's his word. From yid working in the diamond exchange in South Africa, whatever. And a goy told me, he said, Dad, you can give him anything. You don't. His word's his word. That's not a kiddush Hashem. Sabi zichroni levrocha hayu baal beit choreshet legazoz legzoiz v'Czechoslovakia. I don't know what a beit choreshet legzoz. I don't know what it is. It's a factory that does what? Huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
The fizzy drink business in Czechoslovakia before the war.
It's trimmings or something.
Yes. It's French.
Trimmings.
Yes.
Trimmings.
Yeah.
Trimmings.
Yes. It's water.
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 Water. Soda Stream.
Yes.
Soda Stream. Soda. Whatever. The Czechoslovakian equivalent of soda. Who adds? It doesn't matter. In fact, you're doing whatever it was doing. So making whatever. Who atzma yoshev lamad yoimim v'layle v'gam limud Torah asoros bochurim shegotshu es safsala yeshiva shelo. Besides that, he learned Torah the whole day. He had a yeshiva, and he taught Torah the whole day as well. Hasaf the ish dohi shenale es beisach haroshes. His wife, the safta, she ran the factory. But kol yoim hava asav nichnas lamechshech shah be'erech lebeit achoresh kedai l'saya binul hakeshbonot. He used to come in for an hour a day, check out things were okay, do the cheshboinas. Who gam haye machlir legabe pulot hamushmeyaisav shel beis hacharoshes. And he also used to make decisions about things that needed to be made decisions about in the factory that she wasn't clear about. Minag haye beyodom lizgor et beit hacharoshes be'erev Shabbos b'chatzois hayom. Their minag was to close the factory Friday at chatzois. That was one of the rules of the factory. You close erev Shabbos chatzois. You don't come home half an hour before Shabbos. And certainly not to accept orders after Chatzos on Erev Shabbos. Shekhanam Gemara Sechtos Psochim, Ha'isim Alocha Ba'arvei Shabbosois V'yomim Tovim Min HaMincha L'Mala Einu Roi Simen Brocha Lo'ilam. Gemara told you, if you're going to work after Zman Mincha, you're not going to see any brocha from what you're doing, so why do it? V'hinei the erev Shabbos echad achah chatzos yegi echad me'akoyim akvuim shelehem v'rotzel azmin schoira. Anybody who takes on something like this is going to get tested. So what happens? One of their regular customers comes in and wants to order after chatzos. Koyne ze nag lagi rak pam o pamayim b'shana, and this big buyer only used to come once or twice a year. B'boy se pam u'ayam azmin kamiyot gedolot shel schoira. And of course, if you're going to test somebody, you don't test him with a little order, you test him with a massive order. Big order. Asakoysev hayu ruch ravachayut ma'od lebeis acharoshes v'gam apam ko'omer shebetzoyne lazmin kamut gedoy lema'od shol schoir. There was a regular customer whose business was important to the factory. Asavta roshon ma'ese nuvucha. The bobber didn't know what to do. מצד אחד היו להם חייבת גדולת בעיס התקופה ועיסקה זו העיס יכולת להם בדרך המלך. If you're going to test somebody, don't test him when he's got $1 million in the bank, test him when he's got חייבת. Because Mamash has this test. We've gone through all the steps that Mamash being set up here. A difficult financial situation, and this order could have taken a lot of the pressure. אולמה אידך, הלו יש להם מנהג שלא בצע זמנות בערב שבת אחר חצות. But what can you do? The Gemara in Pesachim says, Kibun shelo yada ma lasot, panta ala sab. V'siyayitz d'imoy. She went to the sab to say, what do we do here? Tshuvoso yachad mashmuti yisa, lo. Ein lo oirich ez hazmana v'shum poni v'oifa. What's the question? We don't do, it's after chatzois. What's the question? Don't full the order. Be'erev Shabbos achar chatzois lo osim shum asakim. We don't do business after chatzois. You know people like this? I know a Jew like this, it's also tested like this. Yeah. You know people like this?
Yeah.
You're going to get tested, I'm telling you now.
The test also is for the debts. So if he's not able to reimburse the debts, it's a problem in the other side.
You mean he's not paying off his debts?
Yeah.
Sadder. But I can't. But I can't pay off my debts by doing other avairas.
It's not an avaira.
But on his level, it would have been a breach of his betochen. I know that my panasa comes from Hashem. And I don't have to make panasa. I don't have to be over the Gemara in Psachim that said you don't see Simon Drach if you do work after Mincha.
But
one second.
So
I'm not going to get a brocha with this panasa. So therefore that's not called valid ishtadlis. Remember when the sukkah be ishtadlis, Hashem's going to give me the money anyway. Is it all talu by ishtadlis sheliyah? This ishtadlis is not proper ishtadlis for me. For you it could be good ishtadlis, but for me it's not. Because he has that klal. People that don't have that klal or whatever, people are not magvada. It's not a blanket rule. I've said the work of ishtadlis is very objective. But for him, it's a dover poshut. But what? You know that the Yetzer Hara always starts to say
that. But okay, I'm not questioning because the Shalom is a very admirable position of the grandfather. And there's probably guilt in this question because I don't do this. But I thought the halakha was Erev Shabbos, yes. An hour and a quarter. So if you stop an hour and a quarter, according to Mishnah Berurah, you're
100%.
Okay. So as long as you're good by halakha, I mean, there are a lot of gemaras that say a lot of things that, you know, we don't necessarily, I don't do, because they're either not necessarily applicable or to, I don't know, not applicable, or the Matthias has changed, or their chumras, or whatever. So he's
it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, this, I don't think.
Right. So he's taking on a chumra. Which means, like, there are times you can have an exception to your chumra too.
But does
so,
the minhag become...
One second, there's nothing to do with halacha. There's nothing to do with minhag, there's nothing to do with halacha, there's nothing to do with nedarim.
Why?
This has to do with ishtadlis. We're standing ishtadlis here. I only work 3 hours a day. I work 3 hours a day. Why? Because that's the cheshbon I've made. That for me, that's called valid ishtadlis. At the end of my three hours, I'm about to switch off whatever. Somebody comes in and says, I need you to do some work for me or whatever. Why would I do it?
Because it doesn't happen regularly.
I don't care. I don't have to make that ishtadlis.
It's like the dirty coin.
I've done the ishtadlis that I've determined is valid ishtadlis for me. More than that for me is Bittul Torah or whatever else he was going to do. He's going to go visit someone in the hospital. When you determine how much ishtadlis you need to make, you recognize the panos has nothing to do with the ishtadlis. So why would you do more ishtadlis than you need to do?
But we're saying that Hashem is finding a way to give it to
him. No, he's not. Chas v'chalila. No. Now you're saying the ishtadlis has something to do with the panasa.
No, saying if Hashem wants to give it to him, he'll give it to him.
He'll give it to me. I don't have to do more than after. Hashem knows my rules. Hashem knows it. I don't work more than 3 hours a day.
If he takes the order, he's saying, Hashem, it's okay, I got this one.
So the problem is, for me, the problem is the debt.
Yeah, you worry about the debt. We'll see about the debt. The only problem you have with the debt is you saying that if I do this extra studies, I'm going to get more money. No. And with that extra money, I'll pay off the debt. I know that I have a debt. Businesses have debts. And businesses go through the kufas, and the money will come tomorrow and I'll pay off the debt, but I don't have to do more ishtadlis. All I want to get, I'm not discussing right or wrong, but everybody knows that you can only do so much ishtadlis.
But what if, like Gilbert says, that the debts are so great?
But who says you're doing this extra ishtadlis is going to pay off the debt?
Because it's Erev Shabbos and Monday, you know that if you can't
No, it's
debt,
money, this guy might take this choy and run away and not pay you. You could get paid today in rubles, and on Shabbos, the goy will change the currency and it'll be worth nothing. You don't know that, you know that doing the extra ishtadlis, I'm going to make extra money. Because the ishtadlis doesn't make the panasa. Yes. That's the vote you have to get clear here. If the ishtadlis does something, 100%, you have a chiv to do everything, you have to pay off your debts. But ishtadlis doesn't pay off debts. Ishtadlis doesn't make panasa. Ishtadlis is a mitzvah that I have to do, and I'm not sure why yet I even have to do it. So you tell me I'll do extra ishtadlis, I'll make extra money. Mioma. We're only talking about panasa now. Why? Because that's what he's talking about. Before we'll see. I said, I mentioned already. I'm taking a pass on how you fit other subjects in here. Let's discuss panosophers, because that's most people's problems. If I've determined objectively with my rov, etc., that I only work 2 hours at night, and somebody wants me to do a job in the middle of the afternoon, that means I'm not going to be able to do whatever I normally do that time. I don't do it. Why not? Because why would I?
It's working out less on Sunday. Take the extra hour now. Working an hour less on it. It's still 2 hours a day on average.
You wanna work that out fine, Bassetti. You wanna make hashlamas or whatever, because today you worked an hour extra. So tomorrow you'll cut out an hour left and you will mushroom your late Seder
limud.
Okay, you're getting into prati pratim now. That's not gonna help us with a clown. Obviously, your panasa is based on a yearly annual thing or whatever, it's not based day by day. You miss 10 minutes, yeah, you make it up there, whatever. I'm not saying not. We're talking about in the Erev Shabbos, where I don't work Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. Because that's not for me called valid ishtadlis.
This guy gets 120, Hashem says, no, I send you this.
Chas v'chalela, kvira gomo, kvira gomo.
It's the flood, the boat comes, and then the helicopter comes.
That's kvira gomo, because the ishtadlis has nothing to do with the panasa. Once again, you're making the ishtadlis have something to do with the panasa. Then Hashem can come and send you. You say to Hashem, you sent me a nisayon, and I passed the nisayon. I know that my ishtadlis has nothing to do with panasa. I know that for me, we don't make ishtadlis on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. and you gave me a very difficult nisoid, and I stood the nisoid. What happens with the panasa? The panasa will come or not come has nothing to do with the ishtadis. I know it's hard. It's hard to sink in. It's a difficult nisoid, but that we're in the chovas levavas. It says that ishtadis einu moil. It doesn't do anything. The law osay klum. Ah, your chushim look like they do something. Your chushim can sometimes be wrong.
For me, for example, I was working each week and I don't stop Friday at midday. I stop Thursday in evening. That means Friday I
don't work bichlal.
One time we have Pesach, I have to take holiday. One time I say, okay, I work Friday morning. Because I help at the work and I have to finish the work.
Because it's a mashu acher. That's not because you're going to make more money, less money. That's because you're being mashlim. That's what he's asking. Yes. I'm not going to work Pesach, so I have to be mashlim. Those are pratim already. That's in how much ishtadis, when you make your ishtadis, how you juggle. But yeah, it's a principle of ikaron. It's not what he said, okay, well, look, you know, last Thursday I couldn't work, so we're 2 hours short, so we'll be mashlim. We can't get the orders out. No.
Day to day, right?
Yeah. Not even month to month or whatever. You just, it's similar to Rav Safri. Remember we did Rav Safri was in the shuk. When the guy came to him and the guy said to him, I'll give you 50, and he was busy saying Shema.
Yeah.
Eventually got to 200, he said, I'll give it to you for 50. He said, Alpi Alocha, he could have taken the 200. Alpi Alocha, Alpi Chassidus, Musa, Midas Chassidus, Mishurus Adin, he could have taken the 200 check, the 200 zuz. But Safra doesn't do things like that. For Safra, that would have been Zayla. Because he had that ikar on that cloud for himself. And you don't lower your spiritual integrity to make money. But you're right, this is only based on the Hanacha, the Ishtadlis and Panas have nothing to do with each other. And that's a big Nisoy, you have to know that. That's not a Poshet Nisoy. It's counterintuitive, it goes against the Chushim, but everybody in their life knows, if you think about it carefully, you'll see that it's true. Plenty of times where you had Panas where you didn't make Ishtadlis, and plenty of times when you made lots of Ishtadlis, you didn't get Panas. Because let's see, some of these things have happy endings, you know, they're happy endings or whatever, you know, you can see what's coming here, whatever. And some of them don't have happy endings, like we saw before, the story about the guy who didn't have a happy ending. David HaMelech didn't have a happy ending. He died, everyone thinking that he was a mumz or whatever. So, took a long time after David HaMelech was nifta before people realized that he was the real deal. Some stories have happy endings, some don't. That's not the point. The point is, if every story had a happy ending, we wouldn't have Bechira. But the point is you have to know the ishtadlis has nothing to do with the panosis. So don't do a ishtadlis that's not mayachus kosher.
In some ways it's better to be employed then and have a fixed salary.
Could be.
Because then they're not, I mean, obviously your bitachon is not as tested as much, but at least you know that however much you're going to work, you're always going to get the same.
Oh, yeah? Never heard of countries going. Companies going bankrupt, guys getting fired, guys getting retrenched,
okay,
guys.
Well, that's
saying the status once again, you're going to work and whatever and getting a check at the end of the month or whatever. Might be a bigger nisoyin because you'll see the connection between the status and the panosa.
Right.
So it'll be hard for you to manatek the fact that the status has nothing to do with the panosa. It depends on the individual. I hear what you're saying. There are other reasons why working is better than having your own business. You don't have all the daigas. You can sit and learn without any worries. And let him worry about the salaries and I'll go sit and learn. Yeah. Does this mean I don't have to get a waterproof iPhone so I can work in the shower? Okay. I met a kid when I was in Canada. He was so excited. He just got himself a waterproof iPhone and now I can work in the shower.
Was like, he,
yeah, he was being serious. You can send WhatsApps and you can whatever while you're showering. It's gewaldig. You don't miss out. You don't miss a deal.
Just don't get a video call back.
Nebuch. I felt so bad for the guy. Nebuch. הסבתא ניסס אל הרחכס המדוסוי והסבירה לו שיש ביכולתו של איס כזו לעזור להם ולא יציב מהקשים הכספים שניקלו עליהם. סבתא wasn't just going to accept this. סבתא tried to persuade him, excuse me, husband, but we got some serious financial issues here and this order could... וכיינו אמרה, הקורש ברוך הוא שלח מתנה כל גדולה. Your tiny. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent such a big matana in order to help us get out of the financial mess we're in. You can give maize, you can give tzedakah. But can you throw away this present? That's not a bad tanya from the Safta. That's what everybody has said. Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotze ana lo asabe benichuse beichlatiyut. Asabe turned around and said, calmly, quietly, with a serious decision having been made, lo yitochen she HaKadosh Baruch Hu hitlich hichlit. Achlit. It's not possible that Hashem decided to send me this panosa dafkon erev Shabbos after Chatzoitz, because he knows I don't work on erev Shabbos after Chatzoitz. Therefore, it's not Hashem's giving me a matonet and giving me any sign.
Hashem could have said the same way.
Yeah, right. The guy could have come in yesterday. He can come in Motzei Shabbos. Why is he dafka coming now? Must be a nisayin. Shuvazu shenove moimek halev. You've got to be holding. I don't want to be tested like this. We have tests in other areas. But that comes from a place of genuine betochen in Hashem. That He's the mefanes, v'lo hamescha v'ishtadlis v'ashkar bo. It's not the panosa, it's not the ishtadlis, it's the panosa comes from Hashem. Hapanosa sheli hi hadaiga shel Hashem yisparach. My panos is Hashem's worry. My worry. It's my problem. Alay mutal rak lachines a kli lekabolas a panosa. Umekiven sheazmonas a schreira enu ele kli lebirkas Hashem. He's calling it meichin the kli. That's what he's calling the ishtadlus. Yeah, I don't even say that. But he's saying that, so beseder. It's been meichin the kli. And the kli, the schreira is just a kli to be makabol birkas Hashem. Therefore, this is not considered a kli that can be makabel brocha, because this time is not for schoire, this time is for getting ready for Shabbos. I'm not work for nothing, I'm not doing this. But Maseu Zehu Gorim Legilu Afirsum Munus Hashem Boilam. Had he done the ishtadlis, there wouldn't have been the pelsum of Imunus Hashem in the world. Dafka li day ishtadlis nitne lo his damnut lo chir ki einu meiches ikrenoisov haruchnim ba'ad nazid adoshim. He was able to prove that and be makadosh Shem Shemayim that I don't sell my principles for a bowl of lentil. It's dafka the hishtadlis that's makadosh Shem Shemayim. When you don't do any hishtadlis, you just sit and learn. There's a kiddush Hashem that comes from it. Chas v'chilil, not saying not. But not everybody, that's their tafkin in the world. My tafkin in the world is to go to work and to be makadosh Shem Shemayim and to be a mensch and for people to say, wow, that guy, reliable his words, that honest guy, whatever, he always pays, he always does. That's a Kiddush Hashem. You know, the Chofetz Chaim had a business. He didn't take money from the yeshiva, he didn't take a salary. Needed panosa. So he had to, not needed panosa, he needed to make his shtadlis. So he opened up a makolet, a store. And his wife ran the store, and he used to only come in and just take care of the halachic issues, you know, make sure the scales were out, the schoir was perfect, everything, I mean, the Chofetz Chaim store was going to be, every dikduk chumre and chayt shen mishpat. So if you lived in Radin, during the times of the Chofetz Chaim store, where would you shop? At the Chofetz Chaim store. So the other stores, no one is going to have the stores. Chofetz Chaim said, that's not beseder. I'm causing these people not to get business. So he decided that he's going to only open for 2 hours a day. Jazrael open, and the rest of the day, everyone will go everywhere else. Now, if you lived in Radin, in the times of the Chofetz Chaim store, where and where would you do your shopping? So everybody went in those 2 hours and did all their shopping, and the stores weren't getting up on us. They closed the store. Closed the store. I'm going to make an ishtadlis that's causing other people not to get customers, and that can't be valid ishtadlis. Close the store. What do people do today? You get out the storekeeper, you tell him, you know, you're about to go bankrupt. See, people aren't coming to you, they're all coming to me because I made my prices very cheap. And so sell out to me now very cheaply, otherwise you're going to get nothing. He goes to all the stores, eventually he conquers all the stores in the city. Then he goes to the next city and he puts dozens and dozens of people out of business. That's how it works, no? You used to have a Makolet on every street corner, now you have Oshad. What happened to the Makolet? The Makolet guys can't survive in the face of Oshad. Off you go. I'm not going to the Sugina Vasoga school, yes, no, what? But I'm just saying, for the Chofetz Chaim, that's not called Ishtadlis. I'm going to put another guy out of, that's why, the only way Hashem can give me panosis is by putting someone else out of business. So that can't be my panosis, I'll go make panosis somewhere else. That can't be the status that Hashem wants me to make. I don't know, I don't know people like that. I don't know. I don't know anybody like that. You know people that don't pay the taxes and cheat in business? I don't know people like that.
You hear about it.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. What about them? What about people that smoke on Shabbos? What about people that don't put on tefillin? What about people that speak Lashon Hara? What about? What about people that don't make brochas for kavana and come to davening, they don't get there in time to say privileges in the property? What about me? No, I'm getting very personal. What about me? I don't know what his nisoyin is. I don't know what his life is. I don't know. I don't judge other people. Don't judge another person if he's standing in his shoes. Don't do business with him if he's a cheat. I don't know what you mean when you say, what about? What about? So what did we come out with? We came out with that Hishtadlis is about being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. That's what you're involved in. You're involved in the mitzvah of being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. You have nothing to do with making money. See, okay, well, it's a Shem, I'll carry on. There is that mahalach as well. There is that mahalach in the Mefarshim as well, is we try and minimize the nais. That's only true, if I understand Rodesla correctly, by the great tzaddikim. By me, there's no nais, so I don't have to hide the nais. For Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, for example, why did he have to pick the caribs and eat them? To hide the nais. Why did Elisha have to lie on the boy whose life he was reviving? The kid died, remember? Yeah. And he locked the door and he went inside on his own and he lay on him and he put his eyes on his eyes and his mouth on his mouth and the kid came back to life. Why did he have to do that? Yes. To hide the nais from who?
Himself.
From him. When you're such a high level, you start seeing the world as only Nisim, yes. So you could come to a level of Gaiva. It's Ashtek Rav Desla. You could come to a level of Gaiva, so Hashem hides the nais from you. How does he hide it? For you, that's enough. For Elisha's, they must speak that he pretends to do mouth to mouth. Rabbi Chinan ben Doisa, we bring him as the big Baal B'tochen. He lit vinegar instead of oil. What's the big deal? Why light vinegar? Why do you have to make your shtadlis in light vinegar? Just go like this and make a fire. What's the problem? You know, do a whatever, you know, like a ninja, you know, boom. Whatever, yeah, I'm just saying, you know, why do you have to make any shtadlis? Why do you have to light the vinegar? So Rav Desla says, from that level, when the world is cool and nice for you, there is no teva. So there's a chashash on his level of a shtikel gaiva on their level. I don't know what that means. Therefore, they have to do some shishtadlis. Moshe Rabbeinu has to hit the ground. He has to hit the river. You have to do something. If it just happens without your, there's other reasons as well why you have to make it. Why you have to do that? It's because we do the physical act, yeah, and then Hashem does all the ruchnis. There has to be some. It has to matchil him with us. It's another mahalach as well. But this Ishtadlis Patochen is one of the hardest sugyos you'll ever learn. Yeah. And not theoretically, not the philosophy of it.
No, it's
very difficult. It's a lot of kasha. That's why you have to do the work. That's why you have to do the work. You have to be alert for it. You have to watch it. So that was one of the stories. One of we brought this when I gave the shiur and Ishtadlis Patochen I brought from the Desler. That one of the problems you have when you start becoming a Baal B'tochen is people start thinking you're a Meshuggah, you start thinking you're a Meshuggah. So therefore you have to learn Hilchas B'tochen on a regular basis to mechazak your understanding that you actually are saved, that they're Meshuggah. And that takes constant, that's why you have to learn every day. You have to learn a shtickle Hilchas B'tochen every day. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, whatever you need. You have to build it into your Muslim sayers, you know, is to mechazak your betochen every day. Yeah? There's a meshugana. The Briskin of said one person's betochen is another person's meshugas. You know, ever's frumer than me is a fanatic, ever's less frumer than me is an apikoiris. I'm the benchmark of the perfect frum Jew, and everybody else who's not like me has his. Somebody's got more betochen than he's a meshugana. Somebody's less betochen than he's a apikoyis. No, the people have more.